and the founder of psychotherapy. Was it?
Freud,
like Marx, was an apostate Jew. Of course, say Marx and Lenin. Eradication of these prejudices may bring to school with them is an essential, important task of education. It's for all that only one of the tasks of the Soviet school, I would say the most important. Army's instruction and education of children must be carried out in such a way as to eradicate from the minds of individuals among them such superstitions and prejudices that may already be there, also render all the pupils invulnerable any sort of religious outlook whatsoever may counter in their environment. The United States is doing this phenomenally well. Realizing that religion is one of the ideological survivals of the appointing social structure of the past, so the survival is disposed of better for the rearing of our communistic structure. Soviet school must foster in its pupils an uncompromising attitude on religion, a consciousness of the necessity of fighting it, an eagerness to take an active part in that fight. And I'm quoting an official document published in Moscow. Leaders, all the leaders of education in Soviet Russia. To express all of this in brief, I say the task of the Soviet school consists in educating its pupils to the ability of communism as atheists by conscious conviction, active in the struggle against all kinds of superstitions and religious views. Unquote from this document. It's about a 40-page document. Not what we've just said. It's perfectly clear what communism has in mind. It seeks to abolish the family, especially as conceived and developed by Christianity. Otherwise, so it is claimed, women will remain slaves of men, not be able to achieve the purpose for which they exist, material progress, human society. See more about this as the course goes on. One of the first things which the communists did was to remove children from the young mothers. Place them, we call that now.
Daycare.
By atheistic communism law, a child becomes a ward of the state at the age of 11 months. Along with the abolition of the family, communism seeks to gain complete control of all education. All this control is eradicated every vestige of faith in the God who made the world, on the eternal destiny of the human race depends. We tell you, our nation is doing a wonderful job. You know, in close 42 parishes the Archdiocese of Detroit. You know, in close 62 parishes the Archdiocese of Chicago, without a reason. There's a reason. One closing observation over the years, teaching Marxism in universities, I have two graduate courses on Marxism. just choosing and picking what I should say, hour and a quarter that I'm allowed for each class. I've never hesitated telling the students what is the present day most powerful Marxist nation in the world. And I said before, United States of America. Now, to show you some material we have here in the library. I'm going to ask you to buy these books. The most fundamental for our first part of this course is The Origin of the Family, Private Property, and the State by Engels. And the introduction to this book by Eleanor Burke Leacock. It is a 62-page introduction. Eleanor Burke Leacock, the leading feminist in the United States, professor of anthropology, Polytechnic Institute of Brooklyn. The rest of the book is all communism. This is a fundamental book for understanding what Marxism says about the family. Engels, as I've said before, were the disciples of Marx. Published a very lengthy book on the origin of the family. Tell me now, he's been through various editions of that book. He combined that book with The Origin of Private Property and the State. This is my latest copy I could get. All these books are published by international publishers in New York. A very large and widely circulating publishing house, the Marxists in the United States. Then another book, Emancipation of Women. This is the writings of Lenin. With introduction by two, again, feminists. You saw the same publisher, national publishers. All rights reserved. Over the years, I made a collection of writings of Marx, Lenin, and Engels, three great minds. And with these writings are in pamphlet form. This is one, Soviet Power and the Status of Women. And the second article is I. National Working Women's Day. For years, I've subscribed to the Moscow Communist Paper. a copy in the United States, and issue after issue of this newspaper would feature women, women in politics, women at work. In the United States, as you know today, Our state universities require by law that there be as many women going to a college as there are men. In the United States, women are most the laboring force. Now approaching 60%. All part of the strategy started by Marx in the early 19th century. Then, and this is the basic book, Understanding Communist Manifesto. And it has not been revised, so the manifesto goes, since Marx and Engels died. This was edited by Dr. Samuel Beer, Harvard University. I repeat, impossible to exaggerate the widespread dissemination of Marxism in the world today. And the bottom line, of course, is to realize that the world today is going the most massive and serious war in human history. War of ideas. Basically, it's a war between Christianity and radical, intelligent atheism. There's one book I trust you've seen by Dallas Steichen. Published by Ignatius Press. Widely sold and circulated. However, first published in 1991. In the 8 years the book was published, about 8 years, much has happened. As you know, this book concentrates on radical feminism as it has hit various communities of women. And British women, as we call them, in the vanguard of this revolution. For years, being indoctrinated by those, whether they be lied or not, who were strong pro-Marxist philosophers. Not coincidentally, providentially, where we have in class, an empty classroom, 90% of the Catholic schools in the United States were wiped out. Over 80% of women's communities have either been wiped out are being wiped out today. And this I will close. I was called to Rome 31 years ago. Do something to stem the tide of the Marxist revolution, as is yet the Catholic Church in our country. I told to spend day and days in Rome, which I did. Back with blueprints, organizing, recalling the institute of religious life. And not coincidentally, who's behind these classes that I'm giving? The Institute of Unreligious Life. So talk about those details as we go on. Let me tell you. To understand this first class we're taking, notice two classes. Class number one. Called Women and Christianity. What has happened to the status of women in a de-Christianized culture like our own? Understand that is to begin, to understand what's happening in the Catholic Church. There is no way, come on, no way, the Catholic Church in our country can't even survive as we Catholics realize revolution is going on. I'm sure you know we've lost 90% of our Catholic seminaries in America. Lost 10,000 priests in the United States. Left the priesthood. We've closed hundreds of parishes. And dare I say this? And one reason has been the deep penetration of the Catholic Church, shall I use the term, by women who have been deeply influenced by Marxism. One dies after the United States has what kind of chancellors? Women chancellors. And this is what Marx had taught from the very beginning. I want to be clear, however. We commonly associate Marxism or communism with the conflict between the rich and the poor, capital labor. It was only the beginning. The real conflict that Marx promoted, now being widely established, one civilized country after another, conflict between women and men. You see more of this as we go along. But once you believe, as Marx did, that society was originally, hear it, society was originally promiscuous, so the men took over. What Marxism wants to do is liberate a family from control by men. Remember the advertised title of this course was Fatherless America. Remember? And that is what's happening. Every day I will not dare identify the names. Every day I remember my name. seven families, all professedly Catholic, destroyed by the Marxist ideas entering home the minds of women. Women will no longer want to be subject to men. They were asserting their authority, their rights. This is why Christianity is so indispensable. Understanding that men and women are not to be in competition, but to be in cooperation. But to cooperate between men and women, you must believe, or believe there's a God created both genders, wants them to cooperate. And in the measure we understand our faith here in contradistinction, Marx's notion of society, that extent, be able to save our nation. It's almost 3 o'clock. Shall we pray? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is thy womb, Jesus. O Mary, conceived without sin. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. First of all, could I be heard back there?